Good day, fellow kababayans. Here are the top news stories this Friday, January 19, 2024. The Northern Samar Provincial Government has asked Philippine Airlines to fly 7 days a week from Manila to Cataraman in Northern Samar and vice versa, given the growing number of tourists in the province. The possibility of having daily flights from Manila to Cataraman was discussed when Governor Edwin O. Chuan and PAL officials met on January 17, 2024, the provincial government said Friday. PAL increased its Manila-Cataraman flights to 5 times a week in September last year. The local government requests PAL to cover Mondays and Saturdays too. Among Northern Samar's tourist magnets are the Biri Rock Formation in the island town of Biri, island town of Capul, Pink Beach on Sila Island in San Vicente, Lulugayan Falls in Silbino, Lubos, Macagtas Dam in Cataraman, Kanawayon Island in Lapinig, and Natural Lagoon in Mapanas. All departments and bureaus of the local government of Manila are ready for the annual celebration of Feast of Santo Niño on Sunday. Mayor Honey Laguna has directed all concerned offices to ensure an orderly and peaceful peace. Activities are concentrated in Tondo, but Pandacan also celebrate on the same day. Laguna has met with new Manila Police District Director General Arnold Thomas Ibay for the posting and deployment of uniformed officers, according to a news release on Friday. Manila's Traffic and Parking Bureau, Disaster Risk Reduction Management Office, City Engineer's Office, Department of Public Services, and hospitals have also been directed to mobilize their staff. Road closures or rerouting schemes will start at 12:01 a.m. Saturday. Scheduled for closure are N. Zamora Street from Moriones to Chachon Streets, Santa Maria Street from Moriones Street to Morga Street, J. Nolasco Street from Morga Street to N. Zamora Street, and Morga Street from J. Nolasco Street to 1 Luna Street, Ortega Street from Asuncion Street to Soliman Street, Lacandula Street from Asuncion Street to Ilaya Street, Ilaya Street from Lacandula Street to CM Recto Avenue, Chachon Street from N. Zamora Street to 1 Luna Street, and Soliman Street from Morga Street to N. Zamora Ortega Street. Vehicles going to Tondo Church from J. Nolasco Street may turn right to Morga Street, straight to Tuazon Street and Wagas Street, or turn left to Asuncion Street going to CM Recto to point of destination. All vehicles from Pritil may use N. Zamora Street and turn left to Moriones Street going to 1 Luna Street to point of destination. Meanwhile, those coming from CM Recto Asuncion Street may turn left to Lacandula Street to point of destination. On Peace Day, devotees bring their statues and images of Santo Niño and join a procession in honor of the Holy Child Jesus. The devotion, which is also a huge event in Cebu, as it originated more than 500 years ago when Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan landed in the province in 1519 and brought him an image of the baby Jesus Christ. Agriculture Secretary Francisco Chu Laurel Jr. sees the need of revived Laguna de Bay as a major source of fish for residents of Metro Manila and nearby provinces, as this is the country's largest freshwater lake. Last week, Chu Laurel had a meeting with fish pen operators in the region after Aquaculture Association's Laguna Lake sought the agency's help in increasing the mortality of fingerlings in fish pens. Minimal introduction of salt water that is helpful in bangus production, and the reintroduction of fresh water. Fish pen operator groups claim the last time salt water was allowed to flow into the lake was in 2022. They said the annual opening of the floodgates to allow fresh water is not happening. Data from the Laguna Lake Development Authority showed that the 940 square kilometer Laguna de Bay produce as much as 90,000 tons of freshwater fish a year and provides livelihood to around 13,000 fishermen. LLDA is a quasi-governmental agency that has jurisdiction over the freshwater lake. Its board consists of the secretaries of the Department of Environmental and Natural Resources and the Trade and Industry and Economic Planning Departments, as well as representatives from the Office of the President and Metropolitan Manila Development Authority. Chu Laurel said he would arrange a meeting with LLDA to discuss plans and programs for Laguna Lake, along with the guidelines for the opening of the floodgates that is crucial for the introduction of fresh and salt water needed for more productive aquaculture industry. He also ordered the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources to test the water quality of the lake every quarter, as well as undertake a study on the capacity of Laguna Lake. In 1999, the LDA implemented a zoning and management plan that allowed 10,000 hectares of Laguna Lake for fish pen operations, 5,000 hectares for fish cage, as well as areas for fish sanctuary, navigational lanes, and fish open fishing. White goby, mudfish, ayungin, bangus, catfish, kanduli, tilapia, and the common carp are the commercially important fish found or grown in Laguna Lake. An array of scheduled meetings, incentives, conventions, and exhibitions is expected to bring a total of tourist arrivals in the city to 1.2 million this year, the Legazpi City Tourism Office said Friday. Some of the national events that are scheduled in Legazpi City include the United Pentecost Church General Conference, Philippine Society of Agriculture and Biosystems Engineers, 39th National Convention of the Philippine Coast Guard, Ashwali, and the Private Schools Athletic Association. PACRES said the influx of participants in MICE events boost the local economy as they created a demand for accommodation, catering services, transportation, retail, and other tourism-related businesses. Based on official data, the number of tourist arrivals in 2022 reached 291,391, a 197% increase from the 98,086 tourists in 2021. One of the top tourist attractions in the city of Legazpi is Legazpi Boulevard, where tourists are treated to a stunning view of Mayon volcano across a glistening lake. Besides revealing in a scenic view of the volcano or touring the nature park around it, tourists also sample the delicacies and native dishes unique to Bicol. PACRES added that when they promote, they also promote neighboring Albay towns as well as other Bicol region provinces. Construction of the 200 million pesos worth new Umingan Community Hospital broke ground on Thursday. The first building eye for the provincial government township project. The 55-bed capacity hospital will be constructed on a 4-hectare land in Barangay Gonzales here. The existing UCH is located in Barangay Poblacion near the municipal hall. Medical authorities earlier said the 15-bed capacity hospital caters to nearly 50 patients. Guiku is hopeful that construction of the new hospital will be finished this year. He said part of the financing will come from the province's share in the tobacco excise tax, while the rest will be sourced from the provincial government's budget. Part of the township project includes the construction of a transport terminal, a commercial area with modern stalls, a housing component, a daycare center, a park, and a social hall. Vice Mayor Chris Ebet Tadeo Leines, in an interview, said some patients of the existing UCH, which also caters to patients from neighboring towns of Nueva Vizcaya and Nueva Ecija, need to go to other hospitals for additional services. She said the township project increases employment opportunities for the locals. Omingan is a first-class municipality with 58 villages. Join us again next week for daily news update. I'm Chanky B. Flores. Good day and have a blessed weekend, everyone.